We are on Kiddushin Daf Yud Beis. It's today's Daf. And Monday, today is Monday. So Wednesday's Daf, which is Israel Chakir, which is second day of the fair, it might be done at night. So it might be up late, but that doesn't make a difference for anybody in Chutz La'aretz, because I don't expect they have a Daf up there anyway. But we'll work it out, and we will try to get it up at some point. Okay, let's start with Kiddushin Yud Aleph Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom or so. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omer. So the Gemara here, yes, it is Daf, discusses the Shita of Beis Shammai. Shita of Beis Shammai, who says that in the Mishnah that the minimum amount for giving for Kiddushin is a dinar and not a pruta. So the question is why dinar? So the Gemara quoted two different sources, Reb Zera, that a woman is makpedes on herself, Reb Yosef, who said that it has to do with Kesef Tsuri in the versus Kesef Medina. That was all number two. And now we're up to number three. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Tamayo de Beis Shammai ki techizkia. The reason for Beis Shammai is like Chizkia. Damar Chizkia, because Chizkia the Tana says, Amar Kra vehefta. The Pasuk says vehefta by Eved Ivri. And Eved Ivri, which is at the beginning of Parashat Mishpatim, he is sold for 6 years or so. He has the option, the Torah describes, to redeem himself before his time is up. And the way that he does that is called Giraon Kesef. He's Megareya. This is talking about, Rashi explains in Eved Ivri. Right? It could be an Amir also. But Tony Gabi Eved Ivri, Kone Zasla be Giraon Kesef. That he figures out, how does the Giraon work? He figures out how much he was sold for. Let's see, he was sold for $60. 60 shkalim, and it was for 6 years, so it's 10 shekel or $10 a year. So depending on how many years are left, he does the calculations, and he pays the adon that amount in order to get out of the rest of his servitude. So that's vehefta. So you see that there's something called kiron kesef. Melamed shemegarazmi pidyona v'yotza. Right, so the language is lashon nekeva, so it could be talking about both. That the Yom Ivriya, or the Eved Ivri, is megareya, lessens the amount that's left to give to the master, the yotza, and then they can leave based on that. So that says the Gemara. E Amrit, so you have to really know the line the Gemara is going to say in 6 lines from now, to understand this line. In 6 lines from now, the Gemara is going to say, and we compare Kiddushe Isha to Yom Ivriya. But once we know that, E Amrit Bishlam Adiyavla Dinar, says Reish Lakish for Beis Shammai, if the original Kiddushin was with a dinar, or the original kiddushin was with a dinar, Hainadagor Megarav Azlat Pruta. That's how you could go down to a Pruta. There's an amount that you could go down to, from dinar to Pruta, for Prutas. Ela I Amrit Yahavla Pruta Mi Megara. Pruta is the smallest amount. So you can't go less than a Pruta, so it must be you didn't use a Pruta to start with, it must be used a dinar to start with. And that's how you could have the possibility of Giraon. Says the Gemara, no, Vidil Mahachi Gamarachmana. Maybe not. Maybe this is what the Torah means by Giron. Hecha diyavla dina tigra ad pruta. You're right. If you gave a dina, then you'll could go down to a pruta. Hecha diyavla pruta lo tigra klal. Maybe if you gave a pruta, you're right. There wouldn't be Giron kasa. There's nothing to go down. But you can't go down further. By all cases, you don't have to go down further. Stop there for a minute. Let's talk about Giron for a second before we go to the next Amud. Then Shing Machlokas Rishonim, quoted in the Tosas Rid later on in Daf Chaf Aleph. Is Giron only possible when the original kinyan was done with Kesef, or even if it was done with Shtar? We know an Eved Ivri can be also nicknamed Shtar. We're going to have the Mishnayos later on. So Rabbeinu Tam holds, the only time that there is Giron Kesef is if the original kinyan was Bekesef. Right? That's because if you pay for it, and so a certain amount of money for each year. So it makes sense, says Rabbeinu Tam. The Hadlo Tan of a Konitz Asav Yeron Kesef later on. Bishum Delain Shayach Bo Kiva Delo Nikne Bekesef. Alma Mashma Hanikne Bekesef Yotze Bekesef. Avo Bishtar Eina Yotze Bekesef. That's what Rashi seems to say also later on, but that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And the Tosafot Rid argues. Once your nickname, Giron Kesef, isn't a function of what you gave to the Adon, but it's a function of just the being owns. Neved Ivri is nickname. So, says Tosas Rid, I argue with Rabbi Notam, I think it's even if it's not done with Kesef.
So practically, how would you figure the Giron?
Practically, how would you figure the Giron? Maybe it's a market value. How much the Neved Ivri is usually sold for. let's say, how much regular market value. There is, though, a problem with the sheet of Rabbi Tam, and that we're going to see in a minute. Let's continue, and then we'll get to the Menchas Chenach. Says the Gemara, okay, so the Gemara proved. Doesn't this prove they always need a dinar because you can't go less than a pruta? So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe dinar, you have the possibility, but if you have pruta, then you're right, you can't go down, and there's no possibility of giron. Says the Gemara, lo sakadaitach, you can't say that as a possibility. Why? Dum yediyud. Because it's similar to the concept of yud. What's yud? By an ame ivria, the master or the master's son has an obligation to do yud, which is a type of quasi-marriage to the ama. And over there we say, my yud, just like by yud, afal gav di iba imiyayid, iba ilo miyayid. Even though by yud, if he wants to be miyayid or he can, and if not, not, he'll just have to free her then. But either way, there's he has a choice of being miyayid. Kol hecha de lo matzim miyayid, lo aviz vina zvini. But we say, if there is no possibility of yud, then the sale originally did not take effect. For example, if the amevri is an erva to the master, so then yud is not possible. So then once yud is not possible, the mechira originally was not possible. So hachanami, we say also, kol hecha de lo matzim migra, lo aviz vina zvini. We should say, just like, so too, if there's no possibility of gira own kesef later on, also the sale should not be a sale. And now we finish the line that we said before. The kiddusha isha the beishamai nafgalu me amivriya, and kiddusha of isha beishamai you learn that from amivriya. So we compare ma amivriya bepruta lo mikne, just like an amivriya cannot be nikne bepruta because there's no possibility of giraon av isha bepruta lo miknesha. So too an isha with a pruta is not miskadeshes, and that's why you need a dinar. That's why you need a dinar. One more line. Vi'ema paga the dinar. Vi'ema shte prutos. Once you go down from dinar, who says you jumped all the way down to pruta? Maybe you should go down to half a dinar, just two prutos. Why do you all jump all the way down? So the Gemara says, no, kibun da afik debi pruta of ma dinar. You go in whole currency. So once you go down from pruta, you don't say that half a dinar would be okay. You just go down you only use dinars and prutas. Once you go down from dinar, you go to pruta, and if you could jump up from pruta, you go to dinar. Says the Menchas, asked the Menchas Chinuch, Rabbeinu Tam just said that you, giron is only possible by kesef, but if by kiddushei shtar, not kiddushei shtar, by mechiras, and the sale of an evin ivri, or an ame ivriya through a shtar, then there's no possibility of giron. So well, how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says there's no, just like yid always has to be possible, so too giron always has to be possible. What do you mean giron always has to be possible? What about shtar? If he was bought through shtar, giron is not possible. So how do you read the Gemara? So Minchas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Mem Gimel, he quotes this Tosfos written in Rabbeinu Tam. So he says v'tzarech lomer l'daito, you have to say according to Rabbeinu Tam to kiven the yol of kinyan kesef min vehefda kiven the magre nikas bekesef imkein efshar the dafka bekesef gilsa torah din giron. When you have a possibility, when you have kesef, when you do the kinyan of kesef, so then you have to have the possibility of giron in there. Uba kesef zara giron. Ve'echad lo shayak giron bekesef lo shayak kinyan kesef. And therefore, if giron is not possible by kinyan kesef, that's where there's a problem. But shtar is a different world. Shtar is a different world. And therefore, once you have the kinyan of shtar, so you could still say that even though giron is not possible, the sale was possible. That's the you have to say something like that, says the Menchas Chinuch, for Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, next point. The Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi proves from our discussion of the Gemara that the, right, because what happens here, the Gemara says, if it's less than pruta, if it's less than a dinar, if it starts over the pruta, it's nothing. Right, starts over the pruta, it's not going to work. So the Beis Halevi says, why can't it be less than a pruta? We know that that's gets kesef. It's considered kesef. It's worth something. So the Beis Halevi says, how do you look at giron kesef? How do you look at giron kesef? Said the Beis Halevi, it must be that giron kesef is a kinyan kesef she'ama kona es atzma meha'adon. It must be that she is buying herself now. It's not just the removal of a previous obligation. She has an obligation of 6 years to the master, and therefore she pays some back, and she gets out of it. A siluk hachov. Says the Beis Halevi, it was just being masalik the chov, so then you would say that it could be even less than a pruta. Any amount of money, you could be mochel, even a little bit. But if it's a kinyan, maybe there's a certain standard. So that's why the Beis Halevi says, proves from this Gemara that giron kesef is not a siluk hachov, but it is a kinyan that she is being kona herself. Another Rechonim argue. Other Rechonim say, no, maybe not. Maybe it's still, it's not Nechshav, a Geula. Even if you say it's a Silik Achov, maybe there are whole numbers needed in that too. That's a Machlokas Achronim. The Beis Halevi suggests an Aleph Chaf Gimel, that is a new Kinyan. It's not a Yasilik Achov. What about, we're going to get to other types of money a little bit later. Right? There are other types of money, you're saying.
By the way, so we said that, we said it was in Rashi yesterday, that in Kesef Suri...
Rashi yesterday, right? There's Kesef...
There's Ma'a, that's the lowest sum.
Right, right. You have less than Prutus. Okay, I'm not sure. Continues the Gemara. Just one other point on the Gemara, and then we'll continue. On the top line, we mentioned the concept of Yud. So Yud is when the Yame Ivriya, the Torah says that to the Yame Ivriya, the master or the master's son must marry Sheir Ksusav Ona Salo Yigra. Interesting, that's the Makar for Sheir Ksusav Ona by Yud. There was a major discussion in the Rishonim, and we'll talk about it more later in the Masechta, Bezrat Hashem, later on in the first parak. How do you compare Yud and a regular marriage, regular Kiddushin? Kiddushin, and we know what a Kiddushin is, but Yud is like a quasi-Kiddushin. It's an Ami of Ria. You have certain obligations, but she's your maidservant. She's not really your wife. So how do you look at that? So one of the, just a one little simen to try to figure out what the Rishonim mean is measured in Rashi here. If you look on the second line in Rashi, Rashi says, explaining what Yud is, Rashai ha'adon liyadala b'toch shnei amus, the Adon is allowed to be miya'id her during her years, v'tiyah mukudeshes lo, and she's mukudeshes to him, im yom her life, he says to her, hari at miyu'edes li, b'mashi ish li alayach. With the money, the Adon, the master says to her, with the money that I still owe you, or this gets into Bekadish b'milva, which we discussed a little bit on Yantif, hari at miyu'edes li, with the money that I still owe you, and you don't have to give her any more kesef. If you look in the Rambam's Lashon is not Hari At Miyu Edisli. He doesn't quote that. He just says in Ilchas Avadim, Omer Labifei Shnayim, Hari Amu Kudeshesli, Hari Amu Resesli, Hari Ali Leisha. He uses language of real marriage. He doesn't say Hari Miyu Edisli. Right? That one's left out. So is the Rambam saying that marriage is marriage and Yud is Yud? Is Yud marriage? Does he have to use the same exact Lashon? And Rashi's saying, no, it's something different. Rashi says, Hari Amu Edisli, not Mukudeshesli. So we'll have to come back to that hopefully at a later date, but that's already alluding to the idea of the issue of Yud versus a regular marriage, or not versus, parallel. Okay, next. Let's go to where we're up to. Number four. This is the last skinny line. Last skinny line on Yud, Beis, and Aleph. Rava Amar. So now we're up to fourth makar for why Beis Shammai requires a dinar and not just a pruta. Requires more higher amount of money for marriage. Rava Amar, Hainu Tama de Beis Shammai, Shelo Yiu Benos Yisrael Kehefker. What's the reason for Beis Shammai that he requires a higher level? So Benos Yisrael aren't treated like Hefker, meaning a low level, just give a pruta and you can be married. No, come on. She's more chashuva than that. Right, like we had on Daf Gimel, Isha Lo Mikna, Lo Mikna Nafsha. Right, so you can't treat her like Hefker. Rashi. So Shelo Yiu Benos Yisrael does not sound such like a fundamental Do'oraisa idea. What does Rashi say? Kehefker Likros B'Davar Muad U'Midrabanan U'Dekami La Beishamai. So Midaraisa. This doesn't exist. It's a Midrabanan. Right, that the Benos Yisrael should be treated like Hefker. Da'afke'e Rabbanan L'Kedusha Epchusa Midinar. Using the principle of Afke'inu, which we had a number of times. The Rabbanan uprooted the marriage. Meaning, let's say I use a pruta. According to Beis Shammai. D'oraisa, it's a good marriage. The Rabbanan say, oh, it's pasnished to do a marriage, with just a pruta. So Rashi uses the principle of in Rabbanan, the Rabbanan uprooted the Kiddushin. And the Ritva points out the Chiddush of this Rashi. Because usually when we apply the principle of Afki'inu, there's some type of get involved that shouldn't work on a D'oraisa level. And we say, no, it works. That's how Afkinu works. There's usually a mechanism to uproot the marriage. Usually, right? A person gives a get, and we had the Gemara Gittin, and a person is mevatel the get. So what do the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan say, no, your bittel didn't work, so therefore the get kicks in, even though you didn't want it to kick in. That's Afkinu. But to have a case where there is no get, the Rabbanan just say your marriage is not a marriage. That's a chiddush. But the Ritva says that's what's going on here. V'zimnin demafkulu begita tekaltuhu v'zimnin beloshim get klal. Sometimes there's no get at all. That's Rashi explaining the Ritva. But then the Ritva quotes another pshat. The Ritva says, maybe this is even a din d'oraisa. Even though it doesn't sound that way, Shelo Yiu Benos Yisrael Hefker, but it sounds like a drabana. No, that shouldn't be. It's pasnash. No, maybe the Torah is medaktik. The Torah is makbid that right? The Benos Yisrael shouldn't be gehefker. Inami v'wanachon dafilu midaraisa ugmarachman adinar. Right, he doesn't mention it, but maybe this is part of the sugya of Durachel Darchei Noam. Meaning it's, you know, the Torah understands, the Torah says that, you know, marriage is something special, you shouldn't go by the lowest currency possible. Durachel Darchei Noam, and it should be, marriage is something beautiful, and it should be on a higher plane than other changes of status. So we had many times Durachel Darchei Noam. We had the first daf in Yevamis, in Tosfos, Durachel Darchei Noam, about if there's a choice about not having a woman have to wait to do Yibum with a child that's very young. We had in Yonah Diyoma, we had the Gemara Misach HaSukkah. The Gemara Misach HaSukkah says, trying to figure out what a Hadas is, the Gemara suggests Ve'ema, it's this, a certain type of branch. The Gemara says it can't be, because that has a lot of thorns on it. And it can't be that. That's what you're supposed to hold when you shake. You can get all bloodied. So, Durachel Darchei Noam, it can't be. That's what the Torah means. Or we had the Mashal Chachma says, Durachel Darchei Noam, for commanding a woman to in the mitzvah of Puravu. Right? It can't command her to have, for Puravu, because it's a painful mitzvah. Many times the Radvaz has a tshuva again. I don't remember where it was. I didn't have time to find it last night. It's a busy night, as we know. The Radvaz has a tshuva where somebody, there's a person has to give their limb in order to save their friend. I'm going to chop off your arm, and if not, I'm going to kill your friend. Let's say it's not life-threatening. So you have to give your limb, because after all, it's not one of the big three. So the Radvaz has a tshuva related to that, where he talks about maybe it's a reshus, and not a chovka, Durachel Darchei Noam. You can't say that you have to chop off your arm, and, you know, in that way. So he uses that based on a number of other factors. So this is a concept that comes up many times in the Shas and in the a little bit in Shas and in the Rishonim. But maybe that's what the Ritva is pointing at here too. Shelo yibrosio kehefker, that's the Durachel Darchei Noam idea. Even the Torah is makbid that marriage should be something different than other kinyan. Good. So now we get into a little currency discussion. Next 15, 20 lines. Obeisilo omen b'prutas. But Obeisilo, if you remember, said pruta, not dinar, but pruta. Sover, Rabbi Yosef Lameimar Pruta called to who? Rabbi Yosef thought to say that when Rabbi Yisrael says you can use a Pruta, Shava Pruta, it's any Pruta, meaning it doesn't matter what level, what the Pruta is worth in that time period. Whatever it's worth in Tavshin, Samach Tes, that's the Pruta that you use, and whatever it's worth 100 years ago, that's the Pruta that you use. That's what the Ritva says. Pirish, Koshi Yosef, Pa'oso Makom. Whatever is usable in that place, whatever is liquid, it's usable. It's considered money. That's what Rav Yosef thought. Meaning it's not a fixed currency, pruta, it's any amount. But 1 minute, doesn't the Mishnah itself say, the Mishnah describes how much a pruta is. 1/8 of an Italian isar. So you see the Mishnah gives a fixed value. So you can't say it's fluctuates. Maybe the Mishnah is just telling you what it was in the Dor of Moshe Rabbeinu. But nowadays, it's whatever the people think. However, they figure out a pruta. But what do you mean? But when Rav Dimi came, he said that it was 1/8. One-sixth. Right, so you see one said 1/8 and one said 1/6, meaning so it was fixed. With the Pharaoh, how could one say 1/8, one say 1/6? But either way, you see it was a fixed amount, fixed value of the pruta. So how could Rav Yosef say, hey, it's a pruta means it's a fluctuating whatever it's worth. Maybe it's a fixed amount. So I'm a lawyer of Yosef. Rav Yosef says back, what do you mean? If you're telling me it's a fixed amount, then I have a problem with the following source. Ihachi haidah detadina, we learned in a medrash. Tsei v'chashov kama prutos b'shnei slime. Rashi explains, this exclamation was said by Me'ila. We know there's an issa d'araisa of getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. Even if one gets benefit by accident, they have to bring a very expensive carbon. An asham me'ilos. An asham is one of the more expensive carbonates. It's shnei slime. And the That's for getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. So the Medrash is exclaiming, wow, look how many prutos are in two slime, which is how much the carbon is worth. And this is even for an avir that you did b'shogeg. You have to spend so much money to bring a carbon for something that you did b'shogeg. So figure out how many prutos there are in two slime. Yoser me'alpayim. There are more than 2,000. More than 2,000 prutos in two slime. More than 1,000 in a sela. So Gemara says, Rav Yosef says, Hashta alpayim lo havyin, yeser may alpayim kari luhu. If it's a fixed amount, if you do the math, Rashi does the math for us, and the Gemara is going to do the math for us. If it's a fixed amount, then there's going to be less than 2,000 prutos in a sela, in two slime. So how could the Medrash say, look how many prutos are in two slime, more than 2,000. But no, if you do the math and it's a fixed amount, there's less than 2,000. So it has to be, says Rav Yosef, a sliding scale, a fluctuating. So Gemara says, Amalahu, no, Hamalahu Saba, the elders answered Rav Yosef, no, Anatanina la Karav Alpayim. It means, it didn't mean more than 2,000, it meant less than 2,000, close to 2,000. So Gemara says, Sof, Alpha, Bechamish Mea, Betlasa, Veshisa, Hudavian, it's 1,536, if you do the exact math. That's not close to 2,000, so just a little bit above 1,500. So Kivan the Nafku, let me palka curl up high card. No, the measures can still call it close to 2,000 if it's within this, it's in the second half of the thousands. It's more than 1,500. Period. Okay. So the maskana is, seems to be, could be that it is a fixed amount. That's what the Gemara answered, defended that idea. Goofus. So now we're gonna quote what we did before. Kiyasa Rav Dimi had said it's one number and Rav Ravina said another number. Rav Dimi said that a pruta is 1/8 of an Italian isar. All these great rabbis figured out 1/6 of an Italian isar. So once it's 1/8, once it's 1/6. So I'm like a bailer of Dimi, name at Ravin be plucked to Hanitanoi Kamafugisu. Abaye says, Rav Dimi, maybe you and Ravin are arguing about the following machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, the Tosefta, Pruta Shamir Chachamim Echem Ishmona B'Yisur Italki. The Tanakama says that it's 1/8. Exactly what you, Rav Dimi, said. And how do you get to 1/8? So you can write a chart here, but I'm going to write the chart. Sheish Ma'a Kesef Dinar. There's 6 Ma'a in a dinar. Ma'a Shnei Pundion, and 1 Ma'a and 2 Pundion. Pundio Shnei Yisarin. 1 Pundion and 2 Yisarin. Yisar Shnei Musmasin. Misma Shnei Kuntrunken. Kuntrunk Shnei Prutos. If you do all that math and you line up all of the currencies, Nimsa Pruta Achas Bishwana B'Yisar Italki. It comes out that a Pruta is 1/8 of an Italian Isar. That's the Tanakama. Rosh Gamliel Omer. Rosh Gamliel says, no, you do different math. Shlosha hadrasin l'ma'a. It's 3 hadrasin in a ma'a. Shnei hinsin l'hadras. Shnei shimnin l'hanets. Base prutos l'shimin. So if you do all that math, nimsa, pruta achas mishisha b'isar italki. One pruta is 1/6 of an Italian Isar. So lema damar kamar katanakama of Ravin damar kamar shimnin Gamliel. So let's say, Rabbi Avin, that you and Rav Dimi, you and Ravin argue, paralleling to this machlokas tanoim, 1/6 or 1/8. So Rav Dimi answer no. Amar lebein ledidi bein le Ravin alibin tanakama. We could both hold like the tanakama, who the assumption is that they want to hold like. V'lo kasha. So why is one of you say 1/6 and one of you say 1/8? Ha de ikar isuri, ha de zol isuri. It depends how strong the Easter currency was. Is it 1/6 of an Easter or 1/8 of an Easter? Right. We're in a time period where currency is fluctuating. How strong is the dollar? How strong is the shekel? So it depended how strong it was. So hada aikiri surei when the isar was strong. So come esrim ba'arba bezuzah. So it was 24 zuz in an isar. The isar was very strong. The zuz was strong. Hada zol kim tlus of a train bezuzah. It was 32 for a zuz. It was weaker. So that is why, that's the difference between the 1/6 and the 1/8. Period. Adkan, discussion of currency. Now we're back to other issues. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Kitsha Betimra. We alluded to this earlier and also the end of Maseches Gittin. Let's say a person is Bekadesh a woman with a date. Takes a date. Hariyam Kodesh is Libet Tavarazu. So how much is a date worth? Not going to be worth too much. So Afilu Omid Kur Tamarim Bedinar Mikudeshes. Even if a Kur of Tamarim, which is a huge amount, a Kur of Tamarim is sold for a dinar, so obviously one Tamar is worth a tiny amount, Mikudeshes, the marriage still works. Why? Chayshinon Shemesh Evapruta B'Madai. Maybe this date is worth a lot in Madai. So you're right, here it's not worth a dinar or a pruta, but maybe it's worth a pruta in Madai, and therefore this woman is married. Let's finish for a minute. It doesn't still say it has to be worth a pruta. So what meaning does that statement have if it doesn't have to be worth a pruta? Because whatever it's worth, oh, maybe it's worth a pruta there. So what? How does that line in the Mishnah ever have any meaning? So where's the lokasha? Habikidushe vadai, habikidushe safik. If you give a woman a date or a something here that's worth a pruta here, that's a vada kiddushin. But if it's not worth a pruta here, but you're worried, maybe it's worth a pruta somewhere else in Yenims, in Madai, so that is a kiddushe safik, period. So first of all, why do we use Madai? Just a small point. Why Madai? So Rashi just says, the third white line, b'madai, klomer b'makom she'etavar mitsuyim. The Gemara just gave an example, a place where dates aren't common. So they're worth a lot because, you know, dates aren't so common in Mahadai. The Mitzpah Esan says, no, if you look at other places, Mitzpah Esan says, in Shas, you find Mahadai to always be alluding to a place that was very, very rich. Mm. Very rich, so that dates were worth nothing there. Right, not just stop it where they didn't have it. Datam de b'madai ha-kesef is all, like the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, hineni meir aleichem es madai asher kesef lo yichashevu. Right, in Yeshayahu, Perek Yud Gimel. And also in Avos Rebbe Nasan, ein osher ka-osher shal madai. Or, at the Mishnah in Baba Kama, yolichenu acharav, you have to follow him to return his gazel, afilu l'madai. Madai is very rich, doesn't need it back, no, even go to madai. So you see, madai in the sources, the Mitzpah Esan says is very rich, so very rich people. So if they're very rich people, that's why dates are pretty meaningless to them. That's why he says, even to Madai, where you would think, so he says, even to Madai, where you would think the opposite, that it might not be worth, right? Pirish, afagav desham ina kesev nechshev kol kach, afilu hachi chashev mamon b'shava pruta. That's what he says. So I think about it as the opposite. It's the opposite now. Maybe it's worth less there. So what's his point? The Tam, he says, chashinon shava pruta b'madai, the opposite, makes it even worse, I would think. But he's saying, maybe the Chiddush is even in Madai. But you might say, Pashas, that maybe that's why Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, in its Ramatsuyim, so it might be worth more there, not worth less. Okay, a little more Tzorachin on that Mitzpah Esan. Okay, either way, how exactly is this working? Shemesh HaVaprutah B'Madai. So we have the Rambam, the Ritva, and the Ran. The Rambam says, Shemesh HaVaprutah B'Madai. Why? Because maybe she'll bring it there. Maybe she'll bring it there, and then it'll be worth there. That's the Rambam says. He says, Yirali, if you use something, says the Rambam, his own Svara, if you use something that won't last until you get to Madai, so then it's not even, it doesn't matter what it's worth. Yirali, Shib Kiddush Batashlo, Bayerik She'enu Miskayim, Imlai Yishever Pruta Boso Makom, Enim Kudeshas Klau, Shever Davash Zeyna Magila Makom. It's not a din, it's not a formal din of, oh, if it's worth a Pruta there, therefore here it has the status of money. No. Says the Rambam, it has to do with bringing it there. The Davar Shel Tam Huzev Roy Lismachalav. The Rambam is very serious about that. That's what the Rambam says. What if you know for sure it's worth a Pruta in Mandai? Not Chayshin and Shever Pruta in Mandai? So there's some, the Rishonim discuss it, and they some still say, yeah, it's, well, according to the Rambam, what would you say?
You have to get it there.
Right, if you were there, still no good. But even separate from the Rambam, most Rishonim do not quote what the Rambam says. They just say, maybe it's worth a Prut and Mada, and if it's worth a Prut and Mada, then here it has the status of Kesef. So if that's true, if you hold that, so does it, what if you know for sure it's worth a Prut and Mada? So the Rashba and the Ritva quote different opinions about this. You might say, if it's Vadai, then it's Vadai Kiddushin. Such a Shemesh of a Pruta B'Madai. But others say, no, if it's not worth a Pruta here, so then it doesn't matter. If it's worth, even if it's worth a Pruta in Madai, even if it's Vadai with a Pruta in Madai, it's still not going to be a Kiddushin Vadai here. The Ritva says, this is all, where's the line in the Ritva? The Ritva says, quoting Baalei HaTosfos, Nirin, even if it's for sure Shavar Prut and Madai, it's only Safek. Why? Like I just said, Mishum Chomer De'eshus Eshilu Min Hadin, Ein Lecha Kiddushin El Mekom HaVashayto. Kiddushin, you go by the place where you are. If it's not worth a Prut to here, it's not going to be a Kiddushin Vadai. Okay, Safek, because maybe you'll bring it there, or maybe there are Banan, Mishum Chomer De'eshus Ish. We'll do that. But that is all another discussion. So the Rambam says you have to bring it there, other Rishonim say you don't. The Ran says, you know what this Gemara is based on? Shavar Prut and Madai. What we had earlier in Kiddushin, Lididi Shavili. Remember we had the principle of the Kohen can accept something for less than 5 slime by Pidyon HaBen, Lididi Shavili. It's worth it to me. Lididi Shavili. Said the Ran, that's what's going on here. Although we should have discussed whether that's acceptable or not. To me it's worth it, because in Madai it might be worse, so that's why Lididi Shavili. That's the mechanism, how it's working here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, who gaver deikdash bezav de urdi? Somebody got married with a bunch of wool. Yasiv Rav Simi bar achayla kami de Rav. But kamayin ba, and Rav Simi was trying to figure it out, and he was being ma'ayin. He is beishav pruta ini lo. If it was worth a pruta, fine. If not, if you lost beishav pruta lo, but what do you mean? Even if it's not worth a pruta, farmer Shmuel Chayshina. Shmuel says your choshe that it is worth a pruta somewhere else. So lo kasha begluj vaday begluj safik. You're right. He was just trying to figure out whether this was a vaday, meaning whether it was worth a pruta even here. Hahu gaver da akdish ba avna tekochla. There was a man who got married with a blue stone. little blue stone. That's what we said. Rav Tosa said earlier, we don't use stones because the value is not clear. So we had a gemara with a blue stone. Yatsa Rav Chisda v'kam mishar lei. Rav Chisda was sitting and figuring out, he has b'shev ha-pruta ini lo lo, v'lo lo. If he has b'shev ha-pruta lo, what do you mean? If it doesn't have a worth of pruta, not. V'amr Shmuel chashin, and Shmuel says, we are choshesh. We still choshesh. Maybe it's shavah pruta b'madai. Rav Chisda lo sabah like Shmuel. Who says Rav Chisda has to agree with Shmuel? Rav Chisda doesn't hold of that. No, Rav Chisda doesn't hold of the principle of Shema Sheva Pruta B'Madai. And the Gemara continues and says, Amrli Eime, meanwhile, the mother of this girl who accepted this blue stone, who they just said that, hey, maybe it's not worth the Sheva Pruta, so she's not married. The mother came along and said, V'haha yom at the kitcha, have it be Sheva Pruta. No. The day that they got married, that my daughter got married, it was worth the Sheva Pruta. You're right, it's not worth the Pruta now. But the money has fluctuated since then. So it was worth the Pruta that day, rabbis. So my daughter's married. So Amar Las, Rav Chisda says, sorry lady, Lav kol kemidat to asrat la abasra. Right? You don't have the power to aser, right, to aser your daughter on the second man if this daughter got remarried. Why? She doesn't have that power. Doesn't have the power because we're going to see, Rashi says, that you need two witnesses for something, for Edus. Right? You can't, but one woman can't aser, so you need two witnesses. What was the Havamina to aser? Was having meaning that we would believe her. So the Tosfos Rid says because the daughter believed the mother. So maybe it's kind of the principle of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disura. If you accept something upon you, it's going to be the Isur kicks in. If I accept that the Gemara we had in Misach Subis. If a man says my wife wasn't a psulas, that's his name. Allah Usra love. So Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disura. So maybe that was the Havamina. Kamash Bala, no, but Shavya Nafshe doesn't apply when you're hurting somebody else, the husband, the second husband. A. Or B, Rabbi Chanan says that you know why you might have believed it here? What do you need two witnesses? To tell me something, right? Tell me something new that I didn't know. But the Rambam writes, what if one witness, one person goes over to a piece of meat and says, this piece of meat is treif? And then a person eats it and two witnesses see him eat it. So you say you need two witnesses to say it's treif and therefore he's not chayef? And he says, no. The first witness just was megala something. He revealed something, a metzias, a reality. The act was witnessed by two witnesses. So the Gemara Maseches Yevamos talks about only one witness possibly is okay to say that this is a brother-in-law. Right? This is a brother-in-law and therefore there's a chiv of Yibum. And then, that the person died, maybe you need two. But just to identity, Ishtemoda, it's called, in the Gemara I think it's Yevamos Lamates, then you only need one. So here too, Rabbi Chanan says, maybe this is just a Gilui Milsa. We know the marriage took place, we're just trying to figure out how much the money was worth. So maybe this is just a gilui milsa, he says. Given the adinish in his kasha, elashen yaduim ha'yishav ha'pruta, b'zeh efshar din ishanem en eslavarer. Maybe a woman can believe there, and one woman can believe there, because it's not a real issue of edus. And the maskana, what's the maskana? That it's playing more of a role. It's not just a gilui milsa. Not just a gilui milsa, it's if you don't know how much the money's worth, then they didn't even witness anything, you have to say. That's part of what they have to witness, that they have to know that the money's worth something. Shavar pruta, I have to show it to the Edom. That's part of the Maisa Kedushin.
And why do we have the mother here, not the father?
And the father wasn't around. It's not that the mother married her off. The mother just came to court and said, hey, I know my daughter got married with that amount. One other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. Interesting, the tour in Ebenezer, and Sivan Lamadal quotes the Ramah. The Ramah says, the Ramah, what happens if you have a case, just like similar to this case, where it's 2 weeks after the marriage. You don't know how much this money, this was worth the day of the marriage. You don't know. You just don't know how much it's worth today. So is the woman married or not? Says the Ramah, you go by today, until you know otherwise. You go by how much it was, if you know specifically that it wasn't worth that day, fine. That's what they were thinking about here. But let's say you don't know. You only know how much it was worth today, but you know money has been fluctuating. You don't know how much it was worth 2 weeks ago. Says the Ad Ramah, you go by Hashta. You go by Hashi, you go by now, and just put it back. It says the Shev Shmaitza, you know what that proves to me? The Shmaitza, the Ksos, in Shmaitza Gimel, Perek Yud Zayin, whenever you have a Chazaka Dahashta, you have a Chazaka of something right now, and there is no original Chazaka that goes against it, there is no Chazaka that goes against it, you're allowed to go by Chazaka Dahashta. Right, it's a huge discussion of chazakas, but that's what he proves from this shita of the Ramah in the tour. If something is a chazaka now, and there is no original chazaka that's going against it, so you're allowed to go by chazaka dahashta. Okay, that's what he proves from the Ramah. Maybe other Rishonim argue, he suggests, but that is that. Okay, back to the story. So the woman says, hey, my daughter got married and it was worth a pruta. So Rav Chisda says, no, sorry, you don't have the power to aser your daughter on the second marriage. Lav hainu di Yehudis debisa de Rabbi Chiya. It's just like the story of Yehudis, the wife of Rabbi Chiya, the Havislat Sar Leda, that she was having a lot of pain in childbirth. So Amr Le, after she had the baby, she says, Amr Le Aim, my mother told me, im kibel beich avuch kidushe kizutris. Right? My mother told me that I was already married. I was already married when I was younger. So I'm finished. I was already married when I was younger. So I'm usher on my husband. I'm usher on you. So Amar Lai, sister, what are you talking about? Lav kol kemina de imech asher lecha lavai. Your mother doesn't have the power to say that again. Just one witness, and we're not going to trust her.
How could Rav Chiya be paskin
on his own?
On his own.
How could he paskin on his own? But maybe he's just telling her the halacha. Maybe he's saying that Bezin wouldn't trust you.
And is this why women have to bring
karmachatas after? Why do they bring karmachatas? Simple. They make that shrua that they're not going to have more babies. All right, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yevamos that she was having twins. That's why it was very painful. Weiter. Amri le Rabbanan Rav Chisda Amai. Again, why would we allow her in this case to stay married to the second husband, because the first one, we assume, it was not worth a pruta that day. There are witnesses in Idis, up in the north somewhere. There are witnesses somewhere up north that know it was a Shavar Pruta. Tosfos says, we're not just guessing. Because then you'd always say, maybe there are witnesses somewhere. You're not just guessing. No, they're saying, maybe we know there are witnesses somewhere out there. Right? Tosfos says, Ein lafarsh de nechosh l'shem ikatsadi. No, it means there was a call. Like, we heard there was some strong call out there, some strong rumor that there were witnesses. So, shouldn't we have to wait for them? So Gemara says, no, hashtem yelol, let's come on. There are no witnesses here. Period. There are no witnesses. You don't have to wait to see if they're going to come. Nobody told us they were going to come. There was a rumor. You don't have to wait for them. Lav hana de Rabbi Chanina. It's the same thing like Rabbi Chanina's case. Dam Rabbi Chanina edeh b'tzad estan v'teaser. Rhetorical question. Rabbi Chanina had made the statement in Maseches Ksubis where we had a case of the daughters of Shmuel were captured and then they came back and they said, we were captured but nothing happened to us. So we trust them. So the Gemara says, hey, but there are witnesses somewhere out there in Eston that know that they were captured. And if we know that there are witnesses that they were captured, then they wouldn't be believed to say that nothing happened. Only if they're the source of their being captured. That's the principle of Pesha, also Pesha Hiter. But if we know there are witnesses out there, so Rabbi Chanina says, what do you mean? There are Edom in Eston somewhere out there, and we're gonna ask her? No, if they're not here, they're not here. So that's the similar case. Abaye and Rava did not agree with this Rav Chisda, meaning did not agree that you don't have to worry about the marriage. Why? They have to worry about the witnesses somewhere. Why? Why can you compare it to the case of Shvuya? Imikilu b'shvuya d'manavlanafsha, gabi shavoy, fine by the captor's case. You don't have to worry about the witnesses. Because there's a good reason for us to think nothing happened. Because the women who are captured make themselves look disgusting because they don't want the captors to rape them, to be mezana with them. So that's why they make themselves not look nice. Naka b'eishas ish, but by a regular woman who's an eishas ish, should we assume that there's no reason, pressing reason, for us to think that the marriage did not occur? And so therefore, you cannot compare the two cases of I worrying about witnesses somewhere else. Period. Ishtar, just finishing the story, Ishtar miyahi shif mishpacha besura. There was some descendants of that family, of the woman who got married to the second one, not the first one, but descendants from her in Sura, Upirsha Rabbanamina, and the Rabbana did not marry her descendants. V'lamishun desfirluhu deshmuel, not because they hold like Shmuel, that they were chashina, shemeshav aprutim imadai, elamishun desfirluhu kabayev rabba, they held like Abayan Rabba, and they worry about the witnesses who knew that maybe this was worth that day, worth money that day. Period. Okay, continuing. Who gabra to ikdash b'shutisa da'asa b'shuka? There was a man who married a woman with a hadas. Right? Last day of sukkahs. Hadas in the shuk. Shal in the marketplace. Shal charav acha b'hunah l'kamidu Rav Yosef kai gabra namai. So Rav Acha sent before Rav Yosef. So what's the din in this case? Right? Thinking that it's only an issue of how much is it worth? Right, hadas. So shalach lei doesn't say it was on sukkahs. Maybe on sukkahs would be different because it's worth more on sukkahs. So shalach lei nagdei. Two halachas, says Rabbi Yosef. First of all, you got to give him lashes, karav, because like Rav, what did Rav say? We'll see in a minute. Uvis rachita k'shmuel, but you have to give him a get like Shmuel, because Shmuel says, right, shemesh avapruta b'madai. So you have to be worried that it was a kiddushin, but you have to give him malchus. Why? Because of the following. The Rav, Magad, Rav used to give malchus for the following 10 things. Amanda makadish b'shuka. Number one, if anybody got married in the marketplace, Rav gave malchus. What's wrong with getting married in the marketplace? Rashi says it's pritzus. Right? Marriage shouldn't be done in a bishum pritzusa. Right, it's not a spiritual life defining act. Shouldn't be done in the shuk. Right, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes though, the Rama quotes in Ibn Ezer, the minhag is to get married outside, or at least, you know, open the window, tachas kipei hashamayim. So what do you mean? The minhag is to get married outside. How do you get married in the shuk? So the Ezer Mekudesh, who's the commentator at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, says, no, marketplace means a place that's usually business is done. Mekach u'memkar. If you have a marriage hall and you do it outside, that's not called shuk. It doesn't mean outside. It just means in a shuk. So that's one. Rashi says pritzos, and it's not appropriate. The Rambam has a fascinating reason. Why can't you get married in a shuk? Because, this is in, where are we here? In Gimel Chav Beis. Gimel Chav Beis and Hilchas Yishus. That's Kinyan, that's Kedusha. One more Rambam. Gimel Chav Beis. So the Rambam, Mekadish below Shidduch, or Mekadish Beshuk, Ava Bisha Kedusha Geburin, even though the Kedusha works, Makras or Makas Mardus. Why? Kedesh lo ye doverze hergul znus. It looks like znus, kind of, like you're like doing something, you know, public acts of marriage. V'yedame le Kedesha Shahaisa Kodem Matan Torah. It's kind of like losing the time of man. Remember the Rambam said at the beginning of Hilchos Yishus, before Matan Torah, a man just went over to a woman, took her into her home, fine, they're married. But Kiddushin is something special. You have witnesses, you have a ring, you know, it's a religious ceremony. Don't do it in the marketplace. Because then you're like losing the whole idea of it, then it's just like you're going to take her home. You know, people don't realize, you just go to the shuk and you take her home. So that's Kode, it's like Kode Matan Torah. So it's priestess or it's Kode Matan Torah. That's why not in the shuk. Number two, v'yalda makadish b'biyah, and that's why Yishuv in Malchus. V'yalda makadish b'biyah, that's what we alluded to, kiddushi biyah. Kiddushi biyah is out, says Rav, it shouldn't be done anymore. Why? Rashi says, again, pritzus. Tosfos says in the last line of Yishuv pritzusa, the first relationship that this man and woman have together should not be biyah. Should not be biyah. She'osin t'chilas kinyonim b'biyah. It shouldn't be done. There should be a context created first, with kesef, with shtar. Right, the Rambam again says Nira Kiznus. Interesting discussion. The Samachronim quotes, the Sharm Sinai Malacha here says, what do you do about the Taz? Which Taz? Famous Taz. I don't know if we haven't mentioned it yet on this side of the ocean. The Taz has a principle that the Rabbanim do not have the power to explicitly aser something that the Torah matters. They can't do that. If the Torah says yes, the Rabbanim can't say no. They can make a gzera in certain cases. Right? They could add on to the Torah, but they can't aser something that it says in the Beferish in the Torah. Right, so let's say he says it's in Torah, you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So Chazal say you cannot blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah if it falls on Shabbos. You blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah the years that it doesn't fall on Shabbos. Not going beferish against what it says in the Torah. So the Taz discusses, you know, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah and Hilchos Yerodeah, that principle. We're not going to get into that now. We don't have time. But doesn't the Torah say that there's something called Kiddush Biyah? So how could Rav just get rid of it? So the Yisham Shem Balacha suggests maybe it doesn't say beferish in the Torah that. This kedusha biyah. What is it? Kiyikach ish isha uva Allah. So you can read the Torah of kiyikach is money, and then afterwards uva Allah. So maybe you could get out of the Torah by knocking out kedusha biyah, even though it's a specific limud. But again, it's still you have to work it out according to that task. Vayter, v'al makadish below shiduche. And also, if you're makadish without shiduchen, without having agreements beforehand that they're going to get married. V'al de mevatel gita. Also, somebody who sends a get and then is mevatel it. That can only cause problems. Maybe she won't realize that it was mevutal. Maybe other people won't realize it was mevutal, and there'll be problems. V'al de maser moda gita. Somebody who's forced to give a get by Bezdin, but before he gives the get, he whispers to two witnesses, you should know that this get is not serious. I don't mean it. So again, that's going to cause problems. V'al de mitzar shulchad rabbanan. If a shliach of the Rabbanan comes to you to tell you to come to court, and you bang him, you hit him over the head, you insult him, that's also somebody who you get lashes. Now the chalash amti lavei tlasin yomin, somebody who's in excommunication for 30 days, and he doesn't try to within those 30 days to try to do tshuva, to try to stop the action. You know, for 30 days you're in chayim and you don't care, you get malchus. V'al chasno the dar bechamua, a son-in-law who lives in the same house with his mother-in-law. Wow. The dire in a chalaf loading, one second. Only if you live there, but if you're just passing through, it's not a problem. Rav Sheshes gave Malchus even to somebody who was just passing through. Hahu made them have his daima chamsi mine. No, there they knew that there was trouble between the mother-in-law and the father-in-law. There was a relationship going on. But Pashtus is, why can't they live together? Because, Rashi says, it's always known that the mother-in-law likes the son-in-law. Right, maybe mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws are different, but the mother-in-law likes the father-in-law. It's amazing. I went on to a tiyul yesterday. So there was somebody who has been listening to the shiur for a couple of years that knew that was going to be there. They never met him. So I go over to this woman at the place. I say, do you know who so-and-so is? He says, yeah, he's my son-in-law. I said, really? What does he look like? He says, he's gorgeous. I had told my wife this gemara in the car on the way to the tiyul. So she starts cracking up right when she says it. She's like, "Mefurish the Gemara, Mefurish the Gemara." Right? It's the mother-in-law and the son-in-law. It's Mefurish the Gemara. So Tosfos and all the Rishonim say, "What do you mean?" Right? So nowadays, right? So Baruch Hashem, nowadays, obviously, we don't have that. We don't have this chashos, but it just shows you the love between them. So the Meiri says maybe Bisman Azer, the whole thing doesn't apply anymore. But Tosfos says, first with the Tosfos. Tosfos says, oh well, first the Ravid says. The Rabbi says this all means if they're sitting in the same room. You have a cheder miyuchad there, the whole thing doesn't apply. It's not what the Gemara is talking about. So nowadays we have cheder miyuchad, not sitting in the same room. Rosh Shlomo Zalman lived with his in-laws for years. He didn't have his own apartment. Alright, so cheder miyuchad is not a problem. The Tosfos says, fascinating, Tosfos in Dibur Maskil B'Kolhu, Tosfos says, everybody knows why the young kids live with the in-laws. Because they're just saving on rent. They're saving on rent. That's why they're doing it. They're not doing it because of any other reason. That's what Tosfos says, right? But Shar Tova shows in the sand, right? Shadorim below Schirus Bebayis Yishochacha. Right? That's what they're living in the house. That's why it's not a problem. Right? So that's what the fine. Continuing for a minute. Nardoi Ami Bekol Loman Get Rav El Amad Makadosh Rebia below Shiduche. In Nardoi Rav only get Malkas for the ones who were Makadosh Rebia without having Shiduchin before. And because the Amri Avilu below Shiduche Nami Bishem Prisusa, even with Shiduchin, Kiddush Rebia is not allowed. Period. That's and then maybe that's why, because now the other ones don't apply Bizman Azer. The only one out is Kiddushei Pia. Okay, you know what? Maybe we'll stop here because the next Gemara starts something new, and we'll go dabbin. Agun Kvitl to all.